Women's rights are human rights. Vienna and the global feminist movement. In 1993, Vienna hosted the World Conference on Human Rights. The recognition that women's rights are human rights here opened doors for women and feminist analyses of human rights that changed both the women's movement and human rights practice profoundly. This process did not directly start in Vienna, but here it definitely took a turn in the right direction. All accomplishments before and after Vienna 1993 grew out of the global feminist movement's efforts to make women's voices heard, not only at UN women's conferences, but also as part of other global agendas for peace, development and human rights, starting in the 70s. As the international feminist movement began to gain momentum during the 70s, the General Assembly declared 1975 as the International Women's Year and organized the first World Conference on Women, held in Mexico City. At the urging of the conference, it declared the years 1976 to 1985 at the UN Decade for Women. In 1979, the General Assembly adopted the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, short CEDAW. It is often described as an international bill of rights for women. The convention explicitly defines discrimination against women and sets up an agenda for national action to end such discrimination. In 1980, the second World Conference on Women took place in Copenhagen. But the third one, in Nairobi 1985, was the one that is described as the birth of the global feminist movement. At that time, the movement for gender equality had finally gained true global recognition. 15,000 representatives of NGOs participated in a parallel NGO forum. The 157 participating governments of the official event adopted a document that broke new ground by declaring all issues to be women's issues. The Fourth World Conference on Women, held in Beijing in 1995, went a step further. The Beijing Platform for Action declared women's rights as human rights. During those conferences, feminists from the Global South criticized the idea that sisterhood is global. They argued that models of sisterhood that presume a white middle-class feminist subject located in the Global North ignore the meaningful differences between women both locally and globally, and imagine white women from the Global North as saviors of the disadvantaged so-called sisters. Especially Dawn, Development Alternative with Women for a New Era, a network of feminist scholars, researchers and activists from the Global South, was one of the most important critics. It was founded in 1984 during the preparations for the UN Third World Conference on Women, at a time when feminism was largely associated with white middle-class women from Europe and North America. The Southern perspective acknowledges the colonial roots in which the specific experiences of Southern women are embedded. It reflects, therefore, the racism of Eurocentrism as well as the structured marginalization and disempowerment that anti-colonial struggles have sought to resist and overturn. Despite the success and remarkable outcome of the four World Conferences on Women, there was no sequel to this kind of UN activities since Beijing 1995. Only on a smaller scale, every year, there's a session of the Commission on the Status of Women, CSW. It takes a leading role in monitoring and reviewing progress and problems in the implementation of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action, and in mainstreaming a gender perspective in UN activities. But it needs more. The forces of a backlash against gender equality are growing, and many challenges remain in implementation. The gap between women whose economic and personal status has improved and those who have been left behind, as well as the gap between rich and poor, connected and powerless, has widened. So there is still a need for strong transnational global feminist coalitions. Coalitions of movements that act together, aware of their differences by social class, race, ethnicity, or sexual preference. This broadcast has been produced with the financial assistance of the European Union, The contents of this broadcast are the sole responsibility of Front Solidarität, the Cyprus Community Media Center, and the Punjabi Center Desi Radio, and can under no circumstances be regarded as reflecting the position of the European Union.